Whole Story Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Innocents by Michael Crummy, narrated by Mary Lewis.
There are 40 or 50 knots. Less than 20 are in regular use. None has been invented at any known time, in any known place, by any known person. All are of immemorial antiquity. R.G. Collingwood, The New Leviathan. The Driven Snow. They were still youngsters that winter. They lost their baby sister before the first snowfall. Their mother laid the infant in a shallow trough beside the only other grave in the cove, and she sang the lullaby she'd sung all her children to sleep with, which was as much as they had to offer of ceremony. The woman was deathly sick herself by then, coughing up clots of blood into her hands. The ground was frozen solid when she died, and even if their father had been well enough to shovel, there was no digging a grave for her. He and Everard shifted the covering of reeds and alders away from the overturned boat and hauled it down to the land wash before they carried the corpse from the house. They set it in the boat along with half a dozen stones scavenged along the shore. Their father slumped against the gunwale to catch his breath. "Will I come out with you?" Everard asked. He shook his head. "You stay and look out to your sister," he said. The two youngsters watched him row away from shore and out beyond the shoal water with his dead wife. They saw him leaning below the gunwales for what seemed a long time, his head and shoulders bobbing up now and then. He was working at something awkward and unpleasant, it seemed, though neither could guess what it was. They watched him wrestling the weight of the corpse with his back to the shore. He was far enough out, they couldn't see that their mother was naked when she was tipped into the black of the winter ocean. Their father tried to hand the clothes to his daughter when he rode in, but Ada held her hands behind her back and shook her head fiercely. "You'll have need of these," their father said. "Now do once." Everard took them, folding the limp fabric against his stomach. The sour smell of a long illness and of his mother, which he couldn't separate in his head. "I'll set them by for her," he said. Their father nodded. He was too exhausted to climb out of the boat, and he sat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?